فاطمہ زہرا،
The life of Fatima Zahra gives us an insight into her character and personality. And by studying the multifaceted role she played in Medina, women and men alike are given a glimpse into how they should mold their lives. Thus, it is no wonder that the 12th Imam Al-Mahdi has been quoted as saying that he finds a perfect role model for himself in the daughter of the Messenger of Allah. Not only did Lady Fatima live the role of a daughter, but after marriage, she displayed the qualities of the ideal wife, and a short time later, the perfect mother for her four children: Hassan, born on the 15th of Ramadan in the third year after the migration; Hussein, born on the 3rd of Sha'ban in the fourth year after the migration; Zainab, born on the 5th of Jamadi al-Awwal in the fifth year after the migration; and lastly, Umm Kulthum, born in the sixth year after the migration. As we see when we study her life, her motherly instincts guided her to not only take care of their physical well-being, but also their mental and spiritual betterment. And it is in her role as a mother that we see many lessons that we can learn from even today. When it comes to nurturing children, there is no doubt that the father must be there to provide guidance, and is something which Ali ibn Abi Talib carried out. However, it is the mother who plays an extremely important role in the training. Not only does she carry the child for 9 months, providing the fetus with various levels of care, but in many cases, she puts her career and life aspirations on pause to bring up her newborn child. Fatima al-Zahra excelled in teaching her children through employing multiple methods, which we too can use in our family life. In one beautiful incident, historians narrate that Lady Fatima was busy in her nightly worship of God. Her young son entered the room and saw her in the niche, engaged in prayer. She was evoking God, making mention of the men and women of the community by name and praying for them one by one. Once finished, the young Hassan approached his mother and asked her why she prayed for everyone but not herself, to which she replied, "One must think about others first, and then their own family." As we are told in the traditions, when we pray for others, such a supplication will be more readily accepted by God, and in turn, the angels of God are ordered to supplicate for that person, as they are more concerned about others over their own selves. And without a doubt, their supplications will be accepted. In a second example of how we can learn from this illustrious woman when it comes to imparting knowledge, Fatima al-Zahra has shown how it is not only her knowledge, but rather her method of teaching which are exemplary. One day, a woman came to Lady Zahra with some religious queries concerning the daily prayers. The woman asked her question, received the answer, and went on her way. However, for many days thereafter, she kept coming to the daughter of the Prophet, asking more and more questions and receiving her answers. Eventually, however, she confessed to Fatima Zahra that she was embarrassed at inconveniencing her so much and would stop coming to her, asking her questions. When Al-Zahra heard this, she was taken aback and responded, saying, "Ask me regarding anything which comes to your mind. Do you think that if a man had been hired to transport a heavy load to the top of a mountain for a payment of 1,000 dinar, that the job would bother him?" The woman said, "No, of course not." Fatima Zahra continued by saying, "My reward for answering every inquiry is more than that which fills the space between the ground and the throne of God with pearls. Thus, I should be more inclined to answer your questions, as I heard my father, the Prophet, say, 'When the scholars of our followers are gathered on the day of resurrection, they will be bestowed with garments of honor equal in quantity to their knowledge and struggle to guide God's worshippers, up to the point that each one will be gifted with 1,000,000 garments of light, nur.'" Sayyida Zahra went on to quote her father, telling this woman, "Then the caller of our exalted and glorified Lord will say, 'O you guardians of the orphans of Muhammad, you who inspire them when they are separated from their spiritual fathers and are their leaders, these are your pupils and the orphans whom you guarded and inspired. Therefore, grant them garments based on the knowledge which they gained from you in life. Thus, they will give each orphan that which corresponds to the amount of knowledge they received from the scholars, up to the point that some orphans will be given 1,000,000 garments. The orphans in turn will give to those who learnt from them. Then God the Exalted will say, 'Repeat upon these scholars the guardians of the orphans, the bestowment, and double and complete it for them and for those who follow them. Fatima al-Zahra then added, Worshipper of Allah, surely a thread of those garments is better than that on which the sun rises in this world. We see that Fatima al-Zahra played multiple roles in her short life, and that her method of educating others was unique, and that she took into account whom she was guiding and used the appropriate means of teaching for them. She used practical methods with everyone she interacted with, whether it was her own children or the women of the community.